Hey guys, Pastor John here, Tent Makers Podcast. How's it going? Wanted to do another teaching episode, and this time I want to talk about kingdom keys. We as Christians are called to disciple the earth. That means we have to be in positions where we are able to be influential and able to disciple. This is God's plan for the earth. We have to believe that God wants to flood our country and the earth with anointed men and women of God who lead in places of influence in our country and in this world with authority and with the principles of heaven. A lot of us as Christians, we kind of fall into this trap that we're supposed to hunker down and just kind of wait for things to get darker and hide as long as you can, and if you're lucky enough, you'll get raptured before the Antichrist comes. And that is a false doctrine. Yes, there is a rapture. Yes, there is an Antichrist man as well as an Antichrist spirit. But in the midst of that, we are called to be the light and the salt of the earth, and we can't hunker down. We are God's best for our nation, the church. This is it. You and me, we're plan A, B, and C. And we have to start living like it. We have to believe that God wants to raise us up into places of influence to be the light of this nation, the church of Jesus Christ, the bride. Okay, so guys, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how God has called us to arise and shine, to reveal the glory of Jesus in every place of the culture that our nation so desperately needs. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be received in every place of culture or liked or invited. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying despite the darkness around us, God wants to establish us in a way that we can reveal him to the earth. Go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world, Jesus speaking, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Verse 15, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Okay, so we all know the world is getting darker and darker at an alarming pace. Seems to be moving in a way that is just unprecedented, but that's okay. That is to be expected. And I mentioned it before, it's not our job to hunker down and just kind of wait for the storm to pass. No. In the same way Jesus stood up in the storm and declared peace for the storm to be still, we have the same authority. We are called to stand up in the midst of the darkness to reveal the light of Christ to the world around us. If we don't do that, there is no other source of light. God has not made a second church. This is it. We're the church. We're called to be the light. We're the light on the hill. He's not hidden us. He's actually put us in a place on top of a hill, exposed so that we can be seen, so that our good deeds would in fact reveal the glory of God. It's pretty cool, but we have to live like that. We need healthy and whole, radical lovers of Jesus in this nation. Creating Christian bubbles and hiding from the world and culture is why the American church has become ineffective in discipling the nations. Ah, man, it's time to break the Christian bubbles wide open. We can't do it anymore. We have to infiltrate every part of culture. It's time to stop being fearful of the consequences of being radical for Jesus and begin to have an eternal perspective as we enter culture with our God-inspired businesses and dreams. The world needs the dreams God has put inside you. It's the entire church the world needs, not just the fivefold ministry or the pastors. The world needs business leaders who are radically on fire for Jesus. The world needs education leaders who are radically on fire for Jesus. The world needs every place and part of human culture to be affected with the love of Christ. Okay, so we want to be successful. not comfortable, right? Success and comfort don't live in the same neighborhood. In fact, they live on the opposite sides of town. Comfort is just watching reruns of its favorite TV show on Netflix. Success is willing to be uncomfortable, willing to put themselves out there, willing to fight for what is right, for what they're called to. They just don't even cohabitate in the same space. Okay? So if you want to be successful for the kingdom, you got to unwant comfort. You got to want to stop being comfortable. That makes more sense to say. You got to stop wanting to be comfortable. It's not going to happen. If you're going to be successful for the kingdom, you are not going to be comfortable. So I want to talk about some keys, some kingdom keys for you to not be comfortable, but to begin walking in the calling God has called you in, called you to, and to be successful in that calling. Okay? So key number one, quit being jealous. James 3:16 says, for wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. Ah, jealousy is a roadblock. Jealousy is self-destructive. Okay? Jealousy in the church is an invitation to the demonic to begin to disrupt and cause chaos inside the body. So when I can celebrate God's blessing in other people's lives, then I can anticipate what He's doing in my life. Jealousy actually causes me to miss what God is doing in my life and focus on what God is doing in your life. And that's a huge mistake. So when I'm jealous, I actually miss the boat. I actually miss the exit. I'm unable to see what God is doing in my life because I'm so consumed with what He's doing in your life and why I don't have that. When I'm jealous of what Jesus is doing in another person's life, I become unaware and unable to steward the blessing He is releasing in my life. This is where disorder and chaos begins to sneak in. God has enough to go around. He's not running out. He's not broke. It's not that He only has enough for a few people. You don't have to worry about that. He has enough for everybody. But He has certain callings and certain blessings to release in everybody's life uniquely. If you see something in someone else that you want, use it as a template to change your own heart. Let go of jealousy. What does that person have to do with you? Why do I need to be consumed with what God is doing in someone else? Why can't I be a son? Why can't I be a daughter who is able to receive what God is doing in my life while celebrating what He does in other people's lives simultaneously? So let go of jealousy. Get around other people who are being blessed by God and participate in that blessing. Bless what God is doing in other people. That's hard to do when you're fighting for what you think you deserve, but you got to learn to bless what God is doing in other people. Allow God to impart the wisdom that those people have received into you. Okay, so jealousy, number one, quit being jealous. Number two, hard work, not striving. Okay, there's a difference between hard work and striving. Hard work and striving are not the same things. Orphans strive for what they don't have. Sons and daughters work hard to care for what has already been bestowed to them. Okay? So you don't have to strive for God to do things for you. Hard work is enough. If you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to do what you know you need to do more than what's expected, to put in the hours and the labor, God will bless that. You don't have to earn it. It's a different mindset. I'm no longer a slave. I don't have to strive for God to do things in my life. All I have to do is be obedient and work hard at what I'm called to work hard at. Hard work plans and sows for the future. Striving looks for immediate comfort. Okay, so if your hard work is you just trying to alleviate discomfort in the moment, you're probably striving. You're probably not sowing for the future and working hard, anticipating a harvest. You're probably stuck in a slave mentality where you need to do things to alleviate the pressure because you don't think God can take care of you. God doesn't need you to prove yourself. He already knows what you're ready to handle. Hard work is enough for you to steward what you've been given. When you're striving, there's always anxiety that you don't have what you need. When you work hard, you can rest in the reality that you did everything you were supposed to do, and God will take care of the rest. Hard work is like a balm. Man, if you're calling yourself a business person or a ministry leader or really a manager at Walmart and you're unwilling to work hard, you're not going to get anywhere. In fact, you're going to breed striving in your life because if you're unable to work, you'll put yourself in places where you have to do immediate quick fixes to get out of crisis. It's called striving. Okay, number three, be quick and easily forgive others and yourself. Unforgiveness is a poison to everything you set out to do for the kingdom. People who struggle with unforgiveness always blame others before taking responsibility for themselves. People who deal with unforgiveness have a hard time trusting others and making important business relationships. You can't make good relationships built on trust when you struggle with unforgiveness. People who struggle with unforgiveness look for the path of least resistance instead of the path of the most profitability. People who struggle with unforgiveness are quick to find a reason to quit if somebody is against you instead of being in the world to bless others. People who struggle with unforgiveness are afraid of what they can lose more than they are expected of what God can give them. That's a hard one. So people who struggle with unforgiveness I need to hold on to this mentality, are unable to allow God to take things from them in order to give them more because they don't understand the concept of God being a father, that he's able to replenish anything that's been taken from you. There's nothing people can take from you that God can't give you back seven times over. Unforgiveness is a roadblock that we set up to stop God's grace from moving into our lives. Man, if you're struggling with unforgiveness, you're literally robbing yourself of God's grace moving through your life. It's a trap. You got to break that off. Okay, so three keys. Stop being jealous. It's huge. Don't worry about what God is doing in other people. Just bless what he's blessing and be willing to receive what he wants to do uniquely through you. Number two. Work hard, don't strive. You're not an orphan. You've not been called to your mission to prove to God that you're worthy. You've been called because he has said you are worthy. It's a totally different mentality. You don't have to strive for God's blessing. He wants to bless you. You just need to work hard so you can steward the blessing. It's a different dynamic. Number three, walking in forgiveness. You know, none of these are really deep or hard to understand concepts. They're just things we don't really remember when we're in the day-to-day grind. We need to be open and receptive to the Holy Spirit's leading so we don't get caught up in jealousy, so we don't get caught up in striving and unforgiveness. These are things that will become quicksand to what God has called you to do. Okay, so Lord, we thank you for this quick 15 minutes. Lord, we bless what you've called each person listening to this too. And we ask God that you would break any spirit of jealousy. God, that you would break that off right now, that there would be a fresh baptism of the Father's love, that we would understand that there's enough for all of us. And that you've got certain gifts for certain people, and we can stand confident that what you're doing in us is the perfect match for our lives and our calling. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that jealousy would be broken off of us. God, we break any spirit of striving in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would bless our the work of our hands, God. We thank you that hard work is enough, that we don't have to prove ourselves to you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you've called us your sons and daughters. That's not something we've taken on to ourselves, but you've called us sons and daughters so we can be sons and daughters, and we can work hard without striving. So we break a spirit of striving off of anyone listening. And Lord, I ask if there's any place where we've allowed unforgiveness to set up camp, that you would expose it and you would break it off of our lives. Lord, we don't want to get stuck. We don't want to trap ourselves in unforgiveness. We don't want to create a roadblock for your grace to move through our lives. Lord, we're thankful that you've called us to be the light and the salt of the earth, Lord, and we want to arise and shine and reveal all you want to reveal through our lives, Lord. And we ask that you would break these things off of our lives so we can continue forward in obedience into the call that you've set forward in our lives. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for taking 15 minutes to listen to this. I love you guys. Have a great week. Look forward to having another episode up soon. God bless. Bye.